we're going to just go, you pick it from here, just set them on this table.
You want to split this group up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to dance three guys on this table.
Three, split into, shall we?
I think we were from the same team, you see, so...
It's actually better if you split the teams.
And you play for other people as well, don't you?
Can we,
evergreen,
can we just,
evergreen.
Can we just split this way? Is that alright?
Now by yourself, born. Yourself, born, aren't
you? Just a, thank you, Jazakallah. I appreciate that.
I don't know.
Okay. Just for the record, if I can work in this direction, can I just take your names? If you can speak what your... Tell me what your name is and when you started playing cricket and who you were playing for. Can I start with you?
My name is Adam Vora.
Uh-huh.
I started playing cricket in the 70s, I believe.
Okay.
In the 70s.
Yeah.
And did you play from Mercury Cricket Club, but okay. Not a lot of cricket for Mercury, right. But I played myself in the Lancashire Schoolboys and things like that.
Thank you very much for that.
My name is Mubarak Adam. I played for Mercury in late 68. And most of the my cricket I played for Mercury and then went on to play Whittingham Hospital and Springfields, and that's where I tried.
Okay, you don't play anymore?
No.
Alright, thank you for that.
Yeah, my name is Ibrahim Vora. Started playing cricket in 1969, I think. And I played for Mercury.
Uh-huh.
Played for Mercury for about... until 1985, 84, something like that.
Thank you very much for that.
He must be playing early 50s.
My name is M.B. Patel.
Sorry, speak a bit louder.
Patel.
My name is M.U. Patel. I started playing cricket in 1962. I started playing from Long Ridge, Evergreen, Mercury, Azad, and Palace Hill.
I played for Long Ridge as well.
Alright, now this is a general question, and feel free to just say whenever you want, whatever you want. Why do you think cricket is popular amongst the Asian community?
I think because of the background where we come from, it's India,
uh-huh.
And the weather is just ideal, and I think that was the only sport.
It's national game.
In India. Because it was on television all the time, on radio all the time,
uh-huh.
And it's sort of just a ball and a bat, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what would you say? What about the social aspect of it? Would you not say that the fact that it enabled Asians to meet other Asians, was that a factor?
The thing is, when they start playing cricket, when the friends get together and they want something to do.
Uh-huh.
Not nowadays, youngsters hang around in the streets and that, but us, we form cricket teams, and basically one joins the other.
That's right. And I think when I came from India, I went to school, and the only thing that really got me acquainted with the other lads, which I could not speak English at all, in the sport,
uh-huh.
Because I was a very good cricketer,
right?
And I was made a house captain,
uh-huh.
And then my house won it. So I got
became a cult hero.
That's it. I gained a lot of sort of a respect, and all the lads, that's our captain. All that thing. Although I could not speak English, but I got a lot of respect because of the sport created.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move on to the next question. What role did cricket play for the people who first came to Pakistan? First came to Preston. Yeah. What role did cricket itself play for the people who first came to Preston?
We just brought cricket, didn't we?
No, our fathers. Our fathers fathers played cricket, and they followed cricket, so we followed suit. Basically.
No, for us.
Was it the social? Was it the social?
I think it was the end of the day, right after work. They had nothing to do, so everybody went to park, you know, and they all sort of socialised there. And
yeah.
Cricket is a sport where people
got together.
Together, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
don't forget
in those days.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday
was
the only day where all the people can get together.
Uh-huh.
And this is the only place where can have fresh air.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Good atmosphere.
Everybody were working.
Yeah.
Our fathers were working. There were hardly any cars. There were no cars at all. So what we did, we would look forward to Saturday and Sunday to go into park.
Take it seriously as well.
Take it seriously.
Very seriously.
Go up from about 10 o'clock in the morning and come home late.
Yeah.
And I remember your brother and everybody, and Aramtullah used to, because you lived on the St. George's Road.
Babu.
Well,
your cricket was popular for British as well, weren't it? You know, it wasn't just us. They were playing, we had five divisions, remember? Because I think nowadays television has a lot to do with it now, you know. But then we just go out and play, that's what it was. Nobody bothered about it.
Played a big part.
Yeah.
Cricket played a big part, because otherwise you wouldn't have known each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
We used to go to his house.
I have to add, right? First, in this Preston, the first Asian team was Evergreen Cricket Club.
Right.
And when they took the cricket seriously, Mercury followed suit and took it to the next level.
Right.
And then after that, Pak CC and all them formed, which your brother
emerged,
was
playing. Yeah.
And that's how it progressed, really. Right. Basically, Evergreen was the first team.
I was the member of Evergreen.
Evergreen.
Yeah. There you are. He was a member.
Yeah. Okay, talking about memories now, what was the most memorable moment in playing cricket for yourselves? Because I'm talking about yourselves now. All right, very quick round the table.
Yeah, first one was to play against three England international players.
Wow. And who were those players?
Bob Willis, Don Wilson, Geoffrey Cope.
Geoffrey Boycott?
Geoffrey Cope.
Geoffrey Cope.
He's a spinner.
Right, okay. What about yourself?
1984, when we won the...
Don Wilson.
1984, when we won the Pella Shield First Division, and that was the highlight.
What was your main contribution? What was your?
I was the leading wicket taker.
Wow.
In that year.
Excellent.
I came third, actually. Spin bowler.
Thank you. Thanks for that. What was your most memorable moment?
Most memorable moment, I think, making a century against St. Joseph.
Wow. Is that you there?
That's me there.
Wow, excellent.
Slim, innit?
What about yours? What was your most...
I haven't finished yet. I made another century against Fishwick, I think it was.
Yes.
So that's two centuries.
Two centuries?
Yeah.
Wow, that is something. There can't have been many people who's made centuries, to be honest.
It's in the footage he gave yesterday in the album.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody did it.
That's something to be proud of, really. Thank you. Most memorable?
Well, I was playing in Palisade, and captain asked me to bowl, which I couldn't do it. And he said, only you and me, you know, you can bowl.
Uh-huh.
Go and bowl.
Wow.
I went down to bowl, first ball, three bounce. He hit it for six. Second ball, two bounds, I got the wicket. The same over, I took three wickets.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how.
That's okay, thank you for that.
Nice one on you.
Yeah. Okay, this is a question for you to think about. Do you think that cricket is as popular now amongst the young people as it was when you were young?
No, basically football is at the moment, but cricket, no.
Among kids, because when the season comes, they always play in our car park.
Yeah, but
not serious. That's not serious.
No, not serious. I think it's due to the lack of facilities. Preston District League. There is no, you know, in the park there's no proper facilities. So people are sort of, you know, I mean, says, well, it's dangerous, it's not properly manned, it's not properly organized, and it's always a dog muck and everything.
School is to blame as well. I don't think they teach, they play cricket a lot.
They don't take
seriously
cricket.
There's no talent coming through, you see.
Okay. How important do you think cricket will be to the Asian community of Preston in 20 or 30 years, judging from how things are at the moment?
I can't see any.
If you don't encourage them, I think cricket will die.
I think internationally and county cricket is improved vastly because a lot of Asians are coming through into county cricket.
Well, we're talking about Preston, really.
But Preston local.
If you have the peak, you know, some sort of peak, so people can enjoy cricket.
We need facilities. We need, as you says, schools need to encourage, and the I think the among the communities, the people, you know,
they need to be encouraged, you know, to play cricket.
Start up a league.
Schools are most important.
All right. What would you like to see happen in terms of the organisation of cricket in Preston?
Well, you know, I mean, we don't mind reviving the old time. We'll come and help as much as we can. Mm-hmm. If you can lead the way.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that, you know, if we are going, then I'm sure my friends, young friends will follow us. Yeah. We can influence our children. Yeah. To come to park and do some exercise.
We need the facilities.
Facilities.
Yeah, the facilities are the main
don't
thing,
forget,
really.
The cricket gear is very expensive. You know, I mean, like the person to take on cricket, you're talking about nearly £15,000.
Easy.
You know, just to buy gear.
I think the best way to go about it is contact universities and colleges. Because if they have a facility to play cricket sport, Asian people will take seriously.
Okay. It's an expensive sport.
Yes, university is a only
£70-80 break. Yeah. Bad times nowadays.
Well, that was then, Mubarak.
If university encourages the kids,
university,
they can come through there.
I think it's a local council. Local council should provide.
All right, thank you very much for that. I appreciate your contribution. One last thing that I'm going to ask you to do now, if you wouldn't mind. Just on this post-it note, I'm going to ask you three questions that are listed here, and I'm going to put your responses onto this sheet once you've had a chance to think about it. The first question is, what you liked most about cricket? If just a short sentence on it. Any brief message about what you like most about cricket yourself, personally. What did you like? Batting, that's fine, put that down.
I think I've made a lot of friends from there.
Socializing.
You know, in Whittingham Hospital, and then went to Springfields. You know, so it's.
Friends.
Okay, and the next question is what you disliked most about cricket, whatever that might be. At that time, what did you dislike the most?
Park pitches. Park pitches. They were horrible.
Okay, if you can put number two against that one so that one.
Pitch is not good enough.
Dangerous.
Ask Babu, your brother.
Can you remember any serious injuries? What happened?
Can't see.
Oh my goodness! There was a cricket injury. That's a shame. Okay.
Because they were all helmets available. Go hit me there. Right. Shattered the glass. Perfect.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, sorry about that.
Broke my nose too.
That's bad. Okay, and if you could start cricket, your cricketing career all over again, what's one thing you would do differently? If you were going to start your cricketing career, you're going to be young again, what is one thing that you would do differently?
Don't argue. Don't fight.
I enjoyed that part.
I think I would enjoy it more.
To play one of better pitches.
Yeah. Okay, note it down. Make a brief note to say what you would do differently.
I play for enjoyment then.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, enjoyment there. Yeah. I would like to play, you know, even better.
Really. Competitively.
Yes.
I take it you've all completed the questionnaire.
I think.
Yeah. Did you do one of these questionnaires? Thank you very much. Yeah.
Excuse the spelling.
Okay, no worries. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's it, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Have you? We just dance around the hoop.